Monster Mayhem by Tom. We had won tickets to the theatre to see a show. We found our seats and quickly settled down. The lights dimmed, the audience hushed, the curtain slowly drew back, and something started to wrap around my neck. It was strangling me! I wriggled round like a worm, but it was no use. Through the flint bear of the monster, I could also see my friend struggling. Thud! The mysterious monster threw us out of the window at an amazing pace, and in the blink of an eye we were on the ground. At first it seemed like it was just a normal Saturday, but Lewis, looking confused, bellowed out, "Hey, look over there! It's an upside-down car!" We all glanced around cautiously. There were rusty worn-out robots everywhere, giant snails, and most extraordinarily, everything was blue. We continued along the strange rocky substance spread across the magical land. Then James suddenly shrieked, "Stop! Can you hear something?" We all stood there, rooted to the spot. There was a faint rumbling sound in the distance, which became louder and louder until it became a rumble. "Run!" I shouted at the top of my voice. At first we jogged, which quickly became a sprint. The ground started to plunge. The sky became distant. James managed to lunge himself to the top neatly. I did the same. But where was Lewis? We began to search far and wide, but he was nowhere to be seen. We strolled along the remains of the blue path, feeling heartbroken and exhausted. Suddenly a giant, towering stalk appeared in front of us. It had little leaves hanging off it, like a climbing wall. Eventually we decided to climb up it. The stalk was so tall, the top of it looked like a grain of sugar. Feeling curious, I went up first, closely followed by James. About halfway, wind started blowing in my face. There had to be something at the distant top. It looks like a whirling black hole at the top. It looked like a portal, so I figured out if I jumped, we would be getting out of this world or taking a 100,000-meter plunge. It was life or death. I took the risk. So did James. At first, there was nothing, just black. Then bang! We landed in our seats, and not just any seats, our theatre seats. After a few days back at school, James said to me, "Fancy going to the theatre?" We both burst out laughing, and then it got an even better. There was a tap on my shoulder, and there was Lewis. And from that day on, we never went to the theatre again.